broadcasting over the electric rainbow, directly into your ear holes. Here's Lee and Math with a snug.
Hello, it's March the 25th. It's show 799. I'm Math, and over there in Prestine is the always awesome Lee.
Hello.
Hello.
I didn't hear any intro music then.
Because you're not listening through Zencaster, because as you probably tell from the audio quality, dear listener, this, Zencaster decided to remove their limits for their broadcasting software, and strangely, it's not working tonight. It's almost like everybody's taking advantage of that unlimited amount of people on their servers, and we can't get on. So this show is brought to you by Zoom, as discussed last week.
It's a good job that we sorted it last week then, isn't it, you think?
The quality's not as good.
No.
Well, my quality will be fine, but you're not recording your own version at your end. So it's going to be different, difficult to edit later. And apparently I've got an echo on my voice, and they're saying I'm broadcasting from a bathroom.
Oh.
But I don't know how to fix that. Yeah, I'll just have to live with it for this show.
Okay.
Right, okay, so, well, didn't it escalate quickly?
Yes.
Since last week?
Yes, you're not kidding.
Holy shit balls. Yeah, we went from yay, see you at the weekend, woo, yeah, well, let's meet at the pub and that sort of stuff, to stay indoors at all costs.
Yeah.
And don't leave the house unless you have to.
It's absolutely crazy.
So, yeah, we're in lockdown, which is, so far, not really made a lot of difference to me, because I've been told I can work from home. I'm working from home. I don't go out. So the only difference is they've closed the gym.
Well, you can do some gym work with Joe Wicks at 9 o'clock in the morning on YouTube.
That's true. I could do that. However, you can tell that we're approaching an apocalypse because I have some apocalyptic news.
Oh.
Started running. I know. Cats and dogs living together. I went for my first couch to 5K run last night.
What's happened to you? What? Oh my God!
Scary, isn't it?
Mate, what? What?
So
why?
Because we're not going to the gym, and we can go out for exercise once a day, like a prisoner. So that's what we did, and that's what I'm doing.
Jesus.
I know, but there's an app. I never thought I'd see it either. But there's an app that has got celebrity narrators. Oops. So I've got Sarah Millican helping me round my
she's
run.
Great. Oh, good.
Not the first
person.
I can't imagine
her actually running anywhere.
No. Well, I can imagine
it.
But no, it's I forgot what I was going to say. Other than I did my first one yesterday, so. Ooh, and in the chat room, B is on week 6 of couch. Ooh, I thought that was couch to 25K. I thought, fucking hell.
That's just stupid.
No, she's not doing 25K. It's C25K, so I'm assuming it's couch to 5K. But she's 6 weeks ahead of me.
Wow. What's going on with you lot? You've changed a lot. You've all changed. What? Why? Why would you do this? Why would you leave me behind?
Well, I've only done one run, so you could download it and then do it and keep us updated.
I struggle with stairs, mate.
Well, you'd be running on a flat surface. So you have a 5-minute walk, warm up, then you run for a minute, then you walk for a minute and a half, then you run for a minute. Then you walk for a minute and a half. That's your first run.
And I say I'm done then.
Honestly speaking,
I'm finished.
My thighs ache today, but we've got another run tomorrow, so I'll have to see what happens. More news as it happens.
That's just bloody crazy. Bloody crazy.
It's crazy times.
Hey, yo, we can see you all.
She looks really happy about that.
I can't see T very well. I can just see a silhouette with some glasses on her head.
Yeah, she's got a space theme behind her, in front of her, to the side of her. So we need to get through lots of things in the next half hour because you want to leave early.
Yeah, well, can I just mention what I'm leaving to do? Because I don't know whether T and Beth might be interested. Well, I'm taking part in a virtual speed quiz.
Yes. So hang on a minute. You don't have to go anywhere. So why do you need to leave early? Doesn't it start at 8 o'clock?
Yeah, but I've got my laptop and everything. I've got to set it all up in the lounge. So maybe if I leave at 7:30, it should be all right.
So you didn't want to set it up earlier?
No, because I'm on my laptop now because I've just come off another Zoom call with head office.
Oh, right. Okay.
So, yeah, if anybody wants to join, I think it's going to be about £5 to join. But literally, I think it wouldn't work for you, I don't think, anyway, Math, because I think you've got to have an Android device.
That would explain why I couldn't find the app in the App Store.
Right, yeah. No, you have to... there's a certain link that he sends out to everybody.
Right.
That you can request the link, and it's an SQL something or other. And that installs... Yes, that's the one. That installs the speed quizzing app on your phone, and then you jump on Zoom, and he creates a room, so he's going to have all these speed quizzes. But it's brilliant. It's the best quiz I've ever been to. Because you have it on your phone or your tablet and this SQL Live thing, and he sends like a keypad and it's A to Z, and he asks you a question and you just press the correlating letter on the keypad, and it's fastest finger first. He does music questions, sports, multiple choice. It's brilliant. And I've done it, this will be the third time I've done it this week, and it's great. We're all on lockdown, but we can still kind of, you know, quiz and have fun.
Yes.
So if anybody does, even Tamara could do it if she had an Android from Canada.
And a fiver.
And a fiver, of course. Yeah, there is that. Anyway, so you carry on. If anybody does want to take part, then just send me a message and I'll send you the instructions in a little while.
Okay.
So,
I mean, you could point them to the Facebook group where it's got the instructions.
I could actually.
Easy digestible link.
I'm not even in our chat room, so maybe I could put stuff in the chat room and maybe they might just surprise us or surprise me and turn up after.
Who knows? Okay, so short, let's get through this show so you can do your quiz. I've already talked to you about running. I bought a milk frother.
Okay.
So I have a milk frother on my new coffee machine, but I've found that I'm getting through a box of pods a day, and I thought, do you know what, that seems a lot. Perhaps 10 pods in a day seems a lot, but it's 3 in a cup or a mug. So I thought, in order to cut down, what I'll do is I'll get a milk frother and then I'll just have granules, not pods. I'll just have like fresh coffee and then pour the frothy milk in it, and it works a treat. It's great.
Oh, good.
So that's a new thing that I've got for the lockdown. That's handy. Arguably, coffee pots are essentials, but useful to have. And I've also spent a lot of time deduplicating my photographs.
Is that a word?
Deduplicating or photographs?
Deduplicating?
It is. It's removing all the duplicates in your photograph.
Okay, why didn't you say that then? I suppose it's quicker, isn't it?
Yeah. And so, I've got
These actual physical photographs?
These are a mixture of photographs that I've taken and stuff that I've downloaded from the internet. So it's a folder called Pictures, and I noticed it was getting out of hand. So I ran a deduplicating software on it. 100 gig is what I've deleted.
Whoa!
So
that's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've saved 100 gig at the moment. And yeah, I'm now thinking, oh, what else can I run deduping on and see? I don't want to do it on my music collection.
No.
Because I like having the album as it is. And I once ran a deduplicator on my music and it took out all the duplicates, obviously. So then you have albums that have only got four tracks in.
Oh, right, yeah.
Because they're somewhere else. It's like, oh, no, no, forget that. But yeah, we had, I have got lots of backups of photographs. And that's when I thought, you know what? F this. Some of the photographs I had 10 copies of.
Anybody would think you've suddenly got time on your hands.
Exactly, wouldn't they just? Yeah. But it's good because it can just run in the background. And so I've run that, and then I'm now running a backup folder synchronization to my backup Drobo so that I've got my photographs and the backup folder that are going to be exactly the same. It's good. Good file usage. And then, depending how big that is, I'll try and put them onto a hard drive as well. Because you don't want to lose your memories, do you?
No. Well, talking of losing your memories... Oh, you know what? I got another drive for me Drobo.
Oh, yeah?
I bought two.
Okay, you only changed one at once, though, yeah?
Yeah. I bought a 2 terabyte... Two terabyte drives.
Yes.
But one of them that's in there is a 3 terabyte drive, and I can only put 8 in my Drobo. Is that right?
4.
What?
Oh, what do you mean? Yeah, you can only have 8 terabytes in there.
Yeah, and at the moment there's a 2, 2, and a 3. So I can't put this other 2 in because that would take it to 9.
Okay. Have you tried it to see what it does?
No, I don't want to break it.
Well. The worst that'll happen is you'll get 8 terabytes.
Okay.
But it might give you all 9. Depends how it's working out the data.
Okay. So, I'll try it then.
Yeah, give it a go. See how you get on.
I will. On your head be it.
Okay, let's have some emergency questions because we forgot last week.
Okay.
Okay, so question 225. Would you rather be killed by being shot out of a cannon, dropped into a well, or impaled on a giant spike up the arse?
Ooh, now, that's a tough question. It's not a tough question, really. I think it's the cannon.
I think cannon as well.
Yes. You'd have to ensure that I died straight away, though. I don't want to hurt myself. I don't want to be in any pain. So you'd have to shoot me out of the cannon over the Grand Canyon. So it'd be a canyon cannon.
Okay.
And then at least I know when I land, I'm literally going to squish.
Yes, but you have that.
I'm going to have my eyes shut.
Yeah, but you have the experience of flying.
Yes.
So that's why I would pick that one. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I can't imagine anybody wanting a spike up their arse.
No. A Vlad the Impaler sort of image springs to mind there.
Yeah, that's a bit. Ouch, that.
The chat room also picked cannon.
Oh, good. Well done, girls.
All of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Question 405. Would you rather live in a chocolate factory or in a giant peach with giant talking insects?
Chocolate, yes.
Yeah?
Talking insects?
Yeah, it's a Roald Dahl question. Yeah, but I've worked in a chocolate factory. And they're not all cracked up for it to be. I didn't see a Willy. I didn't.
Didn't see a Willy. Way.
Unfortunately, I did. No, I didn't see an Oompa Loompa once. So.
So what would you choose? Peach.
No, I would choose chocolate factory as well.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a bit sticky living in a peach.
Yeah. And with all those insects as well, talking insects. I'd probably, if I did choose that, I'd probably choose stick insects. So it will be well sticky.
Double
in there.
Sticky, yeah.
Double sticky, yeah.
Okay, here's a nice easy one for you. If you could only have one or the other for the rest of your life, baths
I'd have the other.
Or showers?
Oh, for the rest of my life. That's a tough one, that. I like showers, but I do like to relax in a bath.
Right.
With a, you know, when I, because you can't really shave your balls in the shower, can you? Well, I suppose you can.
Well, we don't have a bath.
It's a lot easier. It's easier in the bath, to be honest.
It's easy for me to answer this question, so.
Why don't you have hairy balls?
Well, that and we only have a shower.
Okay. So I suppose I like showers, that convenient, but I suppose if you had to have a shower, you could get somebody to do the shaving, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Ooh.
You just have to stand still.
Yeah, okay. But I do like a bath. I think
I do like a soak.
I like a soak, and I like to go in with a coffee, a large scotch, and my tablet, just sit for 2 or 3 hours.
Right. And just top it up with your toe every now and again. Put more warm water
every now and again. But yeah, I mean, my when I have a bath, that my bathroom is like a sauna, because I don't run the bathtub, I run the shower. For some reason, it just comes out hotter.
Right.
But it takes freaking hours to fill my bath up, because it's just from the shower.
Okay.
But, yeah.
The chat room went for bath.
Yeah.
So.
The girls.
Yes, true. Okay, so the last question, 672. What is the most foolhardy thing you've ever done in a chemistry lesson at school?
Gosh.
Now, I don't remember being foolhardy in chemistry, but I do remember one of my friends in chemistry class turned on a Bunsen burner that was on the desk and then lit it with a match. Not a Bunsen burner, the gas taps.
Yeah.
So he didn't plug a Bunsen burner in it, and he just lit the gas tap, and it was like
a flamethrower.
Yeah. And we all shit our pants. That's the most foolhardy thing I've been involved in.
I think I do vaguely recall nicking magnesium strips.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Lighting them.
Yeah.
Bright white light. Whoa. That's probably why I've got bad eyes now. Don't look at them.
Who said that? Yeah, all right. Yeah, I might have had a magnesium strip or two. Yeah. Okay.
The only other stupid thing I've done in a science lab is I was in the bath in the science lab and I got me Gillette Mac 3 out. No, I didn't really.
That would get you into trouble.
It would. Oh, yeah.
You could do that sort of thing. Right, okay, so that's it. That's the end of emergency questions.
Oh, good. I like them.
Let's get on to cover version sandwich.
Here's your mid-show snack. It's a cover version sandwich.
Right, tonight we're going to have a cover version sandwich of a song called It Must Be Love. And to me, it's a